I am not supposed to be here. It is forbidden for the races of this world to mate. We are enemies. Even our allies are seen as inferior to the great Amazonians. We have fought for centuries to build our kingdom and gain respect and power. I, Queen Galthea of the Amazons, must set an example for my people. I must be lawful, proper, and strong when faced with temptation. But I have a dark secret. I lust for the flesh of creatures not of my own race. I crave the feeling of shame and the touch of a being that I have never experienced before. I look down upon the lower animals of this world with disgust, but I ache to be beneath them. Orcs, pixies, elves, tabaxi, sea folk, they all arouse my futakak with a raging desire. The Amazonians have evolved into a fierce and formidable race, and these beings look upon us with fear and respect. They see me, 7 feet tall, broad and muscular, with perky breasts and long, flowing onyx hair, full pink lips and chocolate eyes, my massive 12-inch cock creating a bulge beneath my loincloth. They respect me. But today, I go in search of another kind of experience, for these races to look at me differently, to treat me differently than I'm used to. I want to feel small. I want to feel powerless. And that is why I am here. On the outskirts of the Amazonian kingdom, near the Demon District, this is the center of all forbidden and unseemly activities. The Forbidden Zone. The place where all manner of creatures go to find satisfaction and fulfillment of all their shameful desires. Herbal intoxication, the sprite slave trade, but these are not why I am here. I am here to find the Candy Club. The Candy Club is an underground sex club filled with all manner of races and species participating in interspecies mating and all sorts of taboo sex acts. I had heard of it from whispers in the tents of my people and rumors in the main town. Lewd acts being performed by submissives on their masters. Sexual exploration by spellcasters who draw out the deepest and darkest desires of their subjects. And creatures of all kinds giving up their expected roles to give in to their forbidden fetishes. There it was, a massive, twisted tree, blue and yellow leaves sprouting from the gnarled branches. A carved wooden doorway opened, and I stepped inside to see the entryway of the Candy Club. A twisting staircase curved from the left of the doorway, up to a landing that looked over the lobby. Another staircase, to the right, led downward under the dirt into a dark dungeon with an eerie red glow. Ahead of me was an arched doorway that seemed to lead outdoors, but to a hidden place that was not visible outside of the tree. This place was filled with enchantments, and I was in awe at the size and inhabitants. I took a cautious step into the lobby as a myriad of creatures consorted with each other. A calico tabaxi nuzzled under the arm of an enormous green orc. In the corner, a doe-eyed nymph knelt with the cock of a dragonborn man in her delicate mouth. I looked around at the debauchery that surrounded me, and I felt my cock begin to twitch beneath its cloth. Watching these creatures pleasuring each other, out in the open. It was intoxicating. I was entranced by the inhabitants of the club, but my attention was drawn up to the landing that looked over the main floor. And there she stood, the most gorgeous, powerful-looking succubus I had ever laid my eyes upon. She stood tall and confident, her amber eyes staring down at me with passion and possessiveness. Her bronze horns jutted out from atop her forehead and twisted up and backward until they turned again and pointed forward. Her thick, dark hair flowed around her pointed ears and draped over her pale shoulders. Her blood-red lips smirked at me devilishly, and her ample breasts were barely covered by a scarlet-red corset adorned with gold. She was covered with a small red thong held around her hips with golden ties, and her fingerless gloves and choker matched perfectly. Her sheer red stockings clung to her legs and ended in golden stiletto sandals that laced all the way up her calves. Her eyes were dark, and her long, black, claw-like fingernails were clicking against the iron rail. I looked up in awe as her vast vermilion wings stretched outward in a display of dominance and then curled in on themselves as she pointed toward me. That one. Her voice was melodic, with a deep echo as if she was speaking directly in my ear. I finally looked away, fearful and ashamed that I had come to this place at all. I shook my head and turned to escape this temple of seduction. It was not so easy.
You have been chosen by Mistress Sylvina.
A lichen over a foot taller than me stood between myself and the door, crossing his hairy arms and blocking my exit. Before I could protest, I felt two strong hands grab my wrists from behind. I struggled against the grip of a massive troll who pulled me towards the winding staircase. "I've changed my mind. I wish to leave," I shouted. The werewolf grabbed one arm and the troll held the other as they dragged me up the stairs. "I am a great queen, leader of the Amazons. You will release me!" They brought me to the top of the stairs, face to face with the incredible succubus. She glared at me with a curious tilt of her head and a wicked grin. I soon realized I was powerless here. "You are queen of nothing here, child," she hissed. "I am dominatrix of this club, a mistress to all, and when I want something or someone, I get it. Tonight, I want an Amazon bitch to abuse." With a wave of her hand, her minions dragged me down a long hallway. The walls were lit with torches, and they pushed me through a door into a small room. I stumbled across the floor and turned only to see the succubus standing before me. The door had disappeared, and behind her was nothing but a flat wall with no exit. "This is unacceptable. I am a queen, a warrior. You will release me this instant." I spoke deep and commanding, though my hands were shaking, and the thought of this beautiful creature taking me as her own made my cock stiffen. She took a step forward, her stiletto clicking on the hardwood floor. "In this club, who you are and however in control you believe you are means nothing." She walked around me, circling me and gazing hungrily at me with her yellow eyes. Here, powerful warriors like you come to let go of themselves, to become the submissive pets they have always been deep down. And you, I can smell the puppy inside you. The succubus stood just inches from my face, and she pressed her silky white hand to my chest. She pushed with seemingly no effort, and I stumbled backward onto the bed. I looked around the room as the succubus queen teased me, stepping slowly around the foot of the bed. The walls were smooth bark surrounding a knotted wooden floor. There was very little furniture in the room save for a four-post bed and a small nightstand topped with a flaming candelabra. The room was lit with torches just as the hallway was, and red curtains flowed over the walls.
I have seen you before, and I could tell right away that you had this inside you.
She stood at the foot of the bed and grasped the bedpost with her claw-like fingers.
I've been waiting for you to find your way to me, and now I finally have you.
She stepped up onto the mattress, legs spread as she hovered over me. Her wings spread out and her intensity made me push myself back on the bed. I don't want this, I lied, more to myself than to her. She gave me a devilish look. She smirked, then leaned forward, holding herself up by the bedposts.
Take off your clothes, she demanded simply.
I looked up at her, frozen and unmoving.
No, I apologize. Did I give you the impression you had a choice? Take off your clothes, slave!
Her commanding voice echoed over me like the rumble of a volcano, and something in her eyes made me weak. I untied my top and slowly pulled the cloth away from my chest, never breaking eye contact with this formidable creature. Her grin widened in satisfaction of my obedience.
There's my good pet. Now, the loincloth, she insisted.
I hesitated, covering my growing erection and feeling ashamed that I had let myself fall into such a position. She stared down at me, disappointment in her eyes as she lowered herself over me. She hung down over my trembling body, held in place by her massive wingspan, suspending her from the bedposts. Her eyes were like gold, dark specks gazing into my soul. Her lips parted, her face just an inch away from mine.
I don't ask twice, she hissed.
She hooked her claw around the string that held my loincloth on, and with one smooth row motion, she ripped it from my hips. My engorged boner sprung free and pointed straight up towards the enchanting succubus. She smiled at me, relishing the sight of my heaving breasts and the sweat beating nervously on my brow. I breathed heavily and wondered how I could have let myself succumb to this dynamic temptress. Sylvina, I began my attempt to beg for mercy, to be released from this compelling yet frightening situation. She stopped me before I could speak another word.
Mistress, she bellowed. That's Mistress Sylvina to you, you useless little slave!
She snarled with a dominance that I couldn't resist. I nodded in submission and swallowed hard as she began to teasingly
drag her sharp fingernail down my cheek. Her breath was warm on my neck as the mighty dominatrix kissed slowly down my neck. She knew what she was doing to me, making me twitch and quake under her satin lips. She wrapped her smooth yet strong hand around my neck, and the light but authoritative pressure made my exposed dick leak. And the precum gushed from my tip. And my eyes rolled back as I sunk into the bed under my abuser's tight grasp. "Do you know what I do with Amazon scum here?" she asked in a whisper. Her lips pressed my ear. I shuddered at the words she used to describe me, and though I tried to speak, I couldn't find the words. "I put them on their knees where they belong." I closed my eyes, and after I took a deep, anxious breath, her grip around my throat tightened, forcing me to my knees. She swung from the bedpost and laid on her back on the bed. Her movements were mesmerizing and graceful, and I looked down in shame at my dripping cock. When I looked up, the enchantress had spread her legs and was beckoning me to come closer. "You will taste your mistress. Bask in the flavor of my superiority, Amazon slave," she ordered, giving me a come-hither motion with her persuasive talon. "You will pleasure your succubus queen." I hesitated. Performing a sexual act on her would be a submissive act. Could I really lower myself to pleasing another creature? A demon of all things? I shook my head slowly and tried to stand up, but Sylvina had other plans for me. "You will obey or you will suffer," she cried, grabbing my wavy hair and pulling me back to my knees by force. "You will taste your mistress's pussy, or I will reveal your shameful desires to your clan, and you will lose your crown, becoming just another banished Amazon slut, forced into the forest of the unwanted." Her threats were harsh and cruel, and somehow I melted at these frightening risks. I slowly and hesitantly reached out and slipped my fingers beneath Sylvina's moist panties. The sensation of her wetness stirred something in my loins, and for a moment I thought I might ejaculate right onto the floor as I knelt in front of my captor. I took a deep inhalation of her scent, and as I thought of all I had to lose, I leaned into her. I parted my lips and let my tongue caress the folds of her labia. Her sweet taste made me shiver. And I lost control as she invaded my senses. Her aroma was that of a blood hyacinth, a sweet-smelling but dangerous flower, and it filled me with a burning desire and dread. "That's better, my pet. More," my mistress demanded, pushing my head down deeper into her heavenly mound. I delved in deeper as she commanded, licking her dripping pussy and exploring her every fold and crevice with my eager tongue.
I forgot about the world, about my shame, and succumbed to her charms and her inviting womb. Oh, you taste so good, I admitted, though my words were muffled. Sylvina chuckled and moaned. Oh, my little Amazon toy. Call me mistress while you pleasure me. I disregarded her request at first, enjoying the act of pleasing her.
Now, she cried out as the pleasure belled.
Yes, mistress, I gave in. My tongue flicked hard against her clit, and my fingers were drifting up her thighs and soon penetrating her gushing chasm. The enchanting succubus goddess began to shake, and her chest heaved as the mouth and fingers of an inferior being like me brought her to new levels of ecstasy. Before she could fully climax all over my face, she demanded one more thing of her new toy. Fuck me, you filthy, savage bitch! My lips parted from her glorious pussy and I looked up at her.
But, so, mistress, I never planned to do such a thing here. It is forbidden by our sacred laws to deposit my seed inside a demon, I explained, somehow expecting a reply of understanding from the dominatrix. None came. Sylvina sat up, pulled herself backward on the bed until she was propped up against the headboard, and without another word, her wings surrounded me. Claws protruded from the end of her wings and gripped my arms, lifting me off the floor and positioning me between Sylvina's parted legs.
I don't care about your inferior seed, you Amazon slut!
She hissed at me through clenched teeth.
You are here to pleasure your mistress. Your seed will stay right where it is if you know what is good for you.
Her eyes were like swirling orbs of lava, rage and desire burning inside them. She released her winged grasp on me, and with one knowing smile, I knew what I had to do. My massive, throbbing cock plunged deep into her warm cavern, and I let out a long, sputtering groan as I invaded her. She felt so tight, and I basked in her heat. I began to pump and thrust, my fingers digging into her supple thighs, and her wings flexing and folding as she writhed beneath me. She gripped the bedpost with her beautiful but dangerous claws, and her hair messed as she arched her back and leaned her head back into the pillow. She moaned loudly. Her bosom heaving and her breathing becoming more shallow as she neared orgasm. With one swift and skillful movement of her talon, she unclasped her corset at the front, and it popped open, revealing her round, perfect breasts. Her nipples were stiff, and I reached out instinctively to cup her milky mounds, squeezing and massaging them as I thrust over and over into her. I knew it was wrong, that the Amazonian code was clearly against sex outside of the race, especially demons, but I couldn't disappoint her, and I couldn't risk her revealing my presence in the candy club. There, she screamed, bucking her hips upward. She clutched the bedpost and the wood splintered under her powerful grasp, her pelvis grinding against me as my cock filled her to the brim.
Make me come, you filthy slave! Please, come, mistress! God, I need to make you come! I pounded her hard and fast, and soon she was convulsing in orgasm, screaming like a banshee as she showered me with her vaginal spray. Yes! She squirted all over my chest and stomach, my legs dripping with her pleasure and her cries of ecstasy ringing in my ears. Oh my God! Who knew a primitive tribal futa would know how to please a goddess demon such as me? She gasped with a condescending titter. Now it is time for you to return to your pitiful throne. And remember what you experienced here. Go jerk off and spurt your pathetic cum as you imagine your succubus mistress. Without another word, she snapped her fingers. And I was standing in the lobby of the candy club. I was dressed, yet my cock and body was still covered in my mistress's juices. My dick hard as a rock and leaking as I had not finished. I was dazed and confused, and for a moment I stood in disbelief of what had just happened. I regained my composure and wandered out the front door, a dozen creatures staring and whispering as I stumbled out the doorway. All I have been able to think about since then is going back to the candy club, experiencing more creatures and doing more vile and depraved things. The thought of the beautiful succubus mistress controlling and abusing me made my cock ache, and nothing else could make me hard the way these memories could. Though I hated it, I knew I would be back.